Here's another sports update on the Basin Radio Network.
After a long bye week, the Gillette Mustangs return to action tomorrow for their first home game of the 2023 season. Even though it is still early, there is a lot on the line tomorrow night as the Sioux City Bandits come to town. Both teams will go into this game undefeated in CIF play with a 2-0 record and will have a chance to take sole possession of first place. The Bandits are 3-0 all time against the Mustangs, and they will be coming into this game off a bye week as well. Sioux City's two CIF victories this season were against the Rapid City Marshals by a 75-34 final, and against the defending champion Salina Liberty in a thrilling 45-39 overtime win. The Bandits stopped a 4th-and-1 from their own goal line to win the game. And the Mustangs will be entering their first game at the Camplex with two statement wins on the road, first against the Southwest Kansas Storm to open the season in a 30-12 victory and a 67-20 win over the Marshals 2 weeks ago. Here is what Mustangs head coach Cedric Walker said earlier in the week on the Mustangs coaches show about the game plan going into this game against Sioux City.
What we're going to try to do is take away their best asset and make them one-dimensional. Like I said earlier, they are great with the run. They have Mr. Shepherd, who is about 6'4", receiver. He's leading the league in receptions right now. And we got to make sure that he can get hot. I know they have Taz, who was with us last year. I know he's a quarterback there. He's leading the league in passes, touchdown passes. So we've got to make him uncomfortable. We've got to make the offensive line move. And then the main thing is that we got to sustain drives. We can't let them hit them with the big plays.
What do you think, Coach, is the biggest asset that the Bandits bring to the table coming into this weekend?
Veteran team. A lot of those guys have played together. Sioux City is one of those teams, one of the original teams, I think, that's been in this league. They've had guys that played 3, 4, or 5 years together. And, you know, pretty much we're a bunch of rookies coming together. But the main thing is they're a well-coached team. They're not going to beat themselves. And so we got to make sure that we take care of our business.
Doors will open at the Camplex at 5 tomorrow night, and kickoff will be at 6:30. You will be able to hear the game as well on 101.5 The Drive. That's it for your Basin Radio Sports Update. I'm Colton DeBias.